Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of folk and acoustic music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and across the Great Lakes region. I'm Bill Hart. This week, we return to the 15th annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival for a performance by a Lansing area singer-songwriter. Lisette Chevalier has been on the folk circuit about 15 years. Her songwriting tends toward the conversational, expanding on topics that are close to home and often very personal. But what strikes one immediately is her powerful vocal delivery, backed by equally sturdy rhythmic guitar work. Let's go to the Hiawatha main stage for a set from Lisette Chevalier.
True ditty for you. Now my mom was from Wisconsin, my dad was from Rhode Island. They met as lovers, did a short time after a war. Now that was to begin the reasons I understand and the words I sing when I think of times that came before. For children must be told of love, but also must be shown. Give them all the reasons why we live and why we grow, nurturing their questions so they are not afraid to know. Children must be told of love, but also must be shown. So they became a family, seven sisters and a brother, known as ten together, so we took it all in stride. But they were in the army, moving was an order. Massachusetts on down to Georgia really came as no surprise, because it just seems fairly easy. Drive a station wagon, put eight kids in the back, put all the luggage on the top. Now the wonders would begin once the loading was done. And with a little luck and a lot of love, we could fit in the family dog. Children must be told of love, but also must be shown. Given all the reasons why we live and why we grow. Nurturing their questions so they are not afraid to know. Children must be told of love, but also must be shown. At this time we had a house on an old abandoned barn. We could see the trace of yesterday, enough to believe the barn still had a trace of the cows and the pigs all around the yard. But the dog was all we ever had for playing the animal part. Heard the dog would have puppies, and of course we were filled with many questions. And the more we got in answers, the more we were curious inside. And so we oohed and we aahed, and we felt the parts of the most serious of intentions, never thinking of leaving the mother, and the mother couldn't leave the puppies behind. We know that children must be told of love, but also must be shown. Given all the reasons why we live and why we grow. Nurturing their questions so they are not afraid to know. Children must be told of love, but also must be shown. So the puppies were born on the porch one day. Hey, we watched with some amazement, and we counted as the numbers also added up to eight. But my parents smiled and answered, but they were dreading it, because their orders would have only in a week across the United States. And so they put their luggage on the top, put eight kids inside, looking to answer the question of 16 very, very sad eyes. But before they closed the back, they put the dog and eight puppies inside. Shame, this is a trip to remember for the rest of our lives. For children must be told of love, say they also must be shown. Give them all the reasons why we live and why we grow. Nurturing their questions so they are not afraid to know. Children must be told of love, but also must be shown. Children must be told of love, but they also must be shown. I got two little children and no old man. I came to the city, I was looking for a chance. Lost my job in the factory. Some think I've got it easy on ADC, but they don't even know their own words, much less my life and the lessons I've learned. I got a future and I got a dream, yet hope seem dim from where I see it. Oh, all they give me is another line, a line of words. I can line up people, I can line down your highway, a line for my checks, a line for food stamps, and a line for standing there and just waiting, and a line to sign at the bottom of a piece of paper. Hey, look, I'm only 23 and it's not that much. I am far too young to need anyone's crutch. Whatever happened to the young girl in me that I knew before this reality? Look, I didn't have to keep these two kids, but I thought it was good and it seemed right then. All the opinions don't help me now, and good intentions are lost somehow. Yet all they give me is another line, a line of words, like a line of people, like a line down your highways, a line for my chucks, a line for food stamps, and a line for standing there and just waiting, and a line to sign at the bottom of a piece of paper. Hey, I need something, make it real to me. Let me put some promise here in this pocket. Make it anything, make it real to me. Let me know it, let me feel it, but damn you, don't you give me another line. The lines of words are like the lines of people, like the lines down your highways. But there cannot possibly be anything worse than some feeling I get when I look down to see another line to sign at the bottom of some piece of paper. I have a confession of what I've come to do. It's something so terrible, it's mentioned by few. But I must tell the truth, rid the guilt inside of me. I broke into my sister's to do laundry. Yet I'm a criminal, I have committed B&E for the purpose of doing my laundry. Her husband doesn't like me, and so I suppose he wouldn't want me in their house only washing clothes. So I sneak in when they're on vacation to escape coin run automation. Those heats, those carts, those weirdos, these reasons are sane, you know. Yet I'm this criminal, I have committed B&E for the purpose of doing my laundry. I'm breaking in my sister's house, I hope I don't get caught, but going to the laundromat's a bummer while it's hot. While so many others suffer laundry far and near, I am sitting in her kitchen with a doobie and a beer. Yet I'm a criminal, I have committed B&E for the purpose of doing my laundry. I am this criminal, I have committed B&E for the purpose of doing my laundry. Wouldn't you? There's a cold wind blowing and damned it is bitter cold, with only the fall on us now. So you tell me, what will you do for your children's wants? For me, I just do not know how. Ah, poor to know the street is to know the beach, is to know the feeling, and I think I sort of know the driving sound. I'll say that it's on my mind, I'll say it's on our kind, it's on the lies, it's on the sorrow that we found. And yes, I wonder, 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 wonder why I end up so homeless in my life. Can you tell me why? Can you tell me why? Can you tell me why there needs to be any homeless in our lives? And I question why, I question why, I question why, I ask you, why do I need to be homeless in my life? Oh, you tell me why. I'll tell you now, there is this cold wind blowing, Lord, it is bitter cold, and only the fall is on me now. You tell me, what will you do with your family's one? For me, I just do not know how. I want to know the street, to know the beat, to know the feeling, and to know this driving sound. I'll tell you, this thing is on my mind, it's on our kind, it's on the lies, and it's on us, and it's found on. And I wonder, 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 why there need to be homeless in our lives. And yes, I cry, 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 yes, I cry. Why is there homeless in my life? You tell me, why can you tell me, why can you tell me, why there needs to be homeless in my life? Oh, Susan talks a union for the homeless. Now she tells me the hope continues where the human voice resounds. And it's hard not to listen, 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 listen. Hey, don't you know the stories they echo around? I've seen the children, seen the feet, I've seen all the things that come down in all the sound. Why are we homeless, you tell me? Why are we homeless here when your wealth so much abounds? Yes, I wonder, 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 wonder why there's homeless in our lives. And yes, I cry, don't you cry, don't you cry, don't you cry, don't you cry, cry, cry. There's homeless in our lives. Don't you question why, don't you question why, don't you question why? Why there's homeless in our lives. And you say to me, say, hey, sister, the answers ain't that easy. And I say, hey, no. It doesn't have to be that hard. And you say to me, you silly little girl, you say, sister, sister, no, 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 the answers ain't that easy. And I say, no, 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 it does not. It doesn't have to be that hard. Oh, it doesn't have to be that hard. No, 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 not that hard. It doesn't have to be that hard. Give on to something that is deep within where compassion sees. Life begins. It's on a street in a beat where people's feet are wearing their lines so thin. And the government just turns its head away from us. Ignore us in further sin. While the concrete buildings lock his haven only serve to block the bitter wind. And of course I wonder, 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 wonder why am I so homeless in your life? And I said, cry, don't you cry, don't you cry, don't you cry, don't you cry, 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 wonder in your life. And I say, I question why, I question why, I question why do you feel homeless in our lives? No, the answer doesn't come that easy. But look at me, honey, it does not have to be that hard. Oh, don't you know that sometimes, oh, I know the answers aren't that easy. Life does not have to be that hard. Oh, no, I say, I know, no, it doesn't have to be that hard. Susan taught the union for the homeless. Now she says the hope continues. You know the human voice resounds. And it's hard not to listen, 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 listen. I swear to you the stories echo round. I see the picture, see the face, I hear the voice, and I know what really comes in the sound. You say, why are we homeless here? You tell me, hey, why are we homeless here? Well, with so much wealth abound. Hey, I'm going nuts and I gotta get out of the city. The city walls, they are looking so tired, they're so gritty. I've had just about enough of everything that's around. Hey, there comes a time when you just gotta get out of town. By the way I've been, you know it's a good decision. When for over a week you've been listening to me bitchin'. I had a 74 Impala, hey, it started up every time. So I packed my bag, sat down next to her. I said, honey, you take that chariot, you drive. You take 75 just anywhere out of the city. Where the country land where things are much calmer, they're much prettier. We stayed until the bad times faded far away. Drove back to see our city in such a different way. Go ahead, take it away, Jam. I truly know that it's a good decision. If for over a week I've been listening to you, Victor, all that 74 and pile of honey starts up every time. We can pack our bags, darling, hit the road simply, take that chariot and drive, and take 75 just anywhere out of the city. Just take 75 about anywhere out of the city. Just take 75 anywhere out of the city. I wrote that song when I was living in Detroit. I remember, yeah, Detroit. Great town. It taught me a few things, so watch out. I don't forget easy. But anyhow, you know, the worst thing that happened to me in the city of Detroit was my heart was broken. It was awful. And so, just to remind you, my name was Lizette. I went and found a building on Antoinette called the Barrette. I honestly did this to try to get over it. Cheap thrills, but it worked for me. So there I am sitting in the Barrette building. For about a month, I'm living in this great building. And I look up, and across the street is this building. It's got these curves all in front of the building called the Floradora. I thought, man, how could I have lived here for a month and not seen the Floradora? And I was so ecstatic that, you know, I was finally, like, getting out of whatever it was I was into. Then I ran upstairs, wrote the song, and forgot the F. And I wrote the Floradora song. Your mother would be glad if you left out the F, you know that. I know, that was bad. I told you you didn't want me to talk. I was living next door to Floradora about a month before I finally looked up. But seeing her just seemed to tell me that I'd finally seen a change in luck, and so I climbed up the stairs and a step renewed, and I called on a phone for a date. Hey, I put on my tie and my dancing shoes, met at 8. Now there is nothing wrong with feeling pain. Hey, it is nothing that should drive you insane. And so I step inside for a moment or two. So when it's over, things are clearly okay. I just go ahead, I let go of a bad situation. I understand the confusion and doubt. Why not take out the time for healing and for knowing myself? Imagine being here in the streets of the city for a month before looking around. Knowing all the things I was seeing would soon be the music I found. I could hear some rhythm in a passing city car. I got my beats from the bands in the night. You know, I stopped at the light before leaving, hey, just for feeling all right. Oh, yes, I'm living next door to Floradora, and I'm doing all right. In fact, I look straight ahead at all my tomorrows, and a feeling's all right. Why don't you go out there with me, get a rhythm from the passing city cars, get a beat from the bands in the night. Hey, stop at the light before leaving, just for feeling all right. I was living living next door to Laura Dore about a month before I finally moved up. And seeing her just seemed to tell me that I'd finally seen a change in luck. And so I climbed up the stairs in a step renewed. I called on the phone for a date. I put on my tie and my dancing shoes. I met her at 8. I used to live next door to Laura Dora, and I'm doing all right. I used to live next door to Laura Dora. There's a song about a crone, a woman, Doris Corbett, on her 50th birthday, the word got around. None of these paper invitation stuff. Yeah, don't do that. You pick up the telephone, you meet somebody on a street, you see someone in the co-op, you pass the word. And so, this was my song to Doris when she turned 50. Today I became a crone. A turning point in coming of age, it is known in law. As a wise one on stage, today I became a crone. Oh, I'm 50 now, it's true. I can dance with a woman, I can sing you a song, I can play concertina or sing all night long, share the stories that you choose. For today I became a crone. A turning point in coming of age, it is known in lore as a wise one or sage. Today I became a crone. I gathered all my friends to an invitation of words that were said, woman to woman, again and again, until to me a web was led. For today I became a crone. A turning point in coming of age, it is known as lore. As a wise one on stage, today I became a crone. So what do you say of it all? When there's a spirit so brilliant like a spectrum of light, and oh, sweet goddess, with colors delight, let us celebrate the fall. Oh, yes, today I became a crone. It is a turning point in coming of age, and known in lore as a wise one on stage, today I became a crone. And so a sage leaves a gift, then moves on to continue to allow it to grow. It is looking back, reflected in glow in the many candles lit. Ah, yes, today I became a crone. It is a turning point in coming of age. It has been known in our lore as a wise one or a sage, but today I became a crone. I was raised in the thicket, my mom afraid that it might affect me, afraid I might be something other than what she was dreaming of when she decided to feed me. Not being a married woman, yet I think this later made her angry, feeling like I'd taken her youth away, she said to her friend. My child's a part of circumstance, and a part of the mystery. No one will ever really know of the woman that is yet to be. Sometimes my mom would ask a friend, hey, why don't you just drive us in your car out to the country for some fresh air, or maybe a chance to see those stars. They get so covered up by the bright night lights and the smog from the factories that linger here in the city, hey, where my mom and I live and breathe. And she'd say to me, stop your part of circumstance, a part of the mystery. No one will ever really know of the woman that is yet to be. died a few years back, and yes, I'm very much on my own. In the day I teach children in a city, oh, but at night I sort of roam. I know I touch a life in women. I say that they have touched a life that's me. I have never married any man, but I have loved two or three. Let me tell you that I'm simply a child of circumstance and a part of the mystery. No one will ever really know of the woman that is yet to be. Yeah, I was raised in the city. My mom afraid that it might affect me. Oh, she was afraid I would be something other than what she was dreaming of when she decided to keep me. Not being a married woman, but I acting this late on made her angry. Feeling like I'd taken her youth away. She stayed with her friend. My child's a part of circumstance and a part of the mystery. No one will ever really know of the woman that is yet to be.
We've been listening to Michigan singer-songwriter Lisette Chevalier performing at the July 1993 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Hiawatha Music Co-op, Southern Thunder Sound Company of Minneapolis, and engineer Dusty Tonto of Wisconsin Public Radio for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.